God and liberty listening in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the good old USA here in Indiana tonight once again. Good to have you back, folks. We have a guest tonight, and we're hoping to get hooked up with our guest here in just a couple minutes. He is a retired detective, forced into retirement, by the way. Sounds kind of something I relate with, because as most of you know, I'm the most highly decorated officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona Police Department, but also the most fired officer. And this detective of police for the New York City Police Department, Jim Rothstein, was very much in the same boat that I was. He found out about criminal activity. And he followed up that criminal activity, very, very evil criminal activity, child slave trafficking, child pedophilia rings. And as he began to follow this and follow it and move up through the chain, the criminal chain, to hire and hire people, his investigations were shut down by the high officials within New York City. And he's got a lot to say about this subject, and I think it's a good time to get into this subject because a lot of you know John DeCamp, who used to be a state representative of Colorado, I believe. John DeCamp wrote the book, The Franklin Cover-Up, and John got in a lot of trouble for that. He's an attorney, but he had all of his facts together and had a lot of evidence in his book, The Franklin Cover-Up, to prove that there was child sex rings way back, 35 years ago or so, and some very high officials were using these child sex rings for entertainment, and the government was involved at the highest levels, in the White House even, and the president at that time was alleged by the Franklin cover-up information in John DeCamp's book to be involved with pedophilia. Some of these children testified that Bush Sr. was at some of the parties that they were at, and he was very very comfortable with little boys. And so hopefully Detective Jim Rothstein will be on with us tonight and talk about it from the angle of the New York Police Department and what happened to these investigations? Where have they gone today? We'll be back in just a minute.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Republic Broadcasting Network toll free at 1-800-724-2719.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Tell you that we have reached Detective Jim Rothstein, retired from the NYPD, and I want to say Jim is an incredible American. He is just I know I'm going to make him blush, but I tell you, we police officers respect this man so much. He spent 40 years now fighting to expose these child pedophilia rings, child slave trafficking rings. And he's been beat up a lot. He truly has. And he can tell you a little bit about the tribulation he had with the government as they closed his investigations and persecuted him because he just wouldn't let go. And so we just honor this man so much. And he's the kind of American that should, honestly, folks, be moved up through the ranks to where they have some control over the law enforcement area of our government or political area of our government. But of course they're not, are they? You know, the ones that stand up for truth and justice and upholding their oath of office to defend the Constitution and protect the people's rights and liberties and property, they don't get moved up to the top. And so Jim has had a rough time. But I'll tell you what, in the eyes of God and the American people that know him, he is an American hero. And I know I've embarrassed him to tears, Jim. I'm sorry, brother, but I just wanted to tell the people a little bit about you and how we fellow police officers who have also at times been persecuted because we stood up when other people and fellow officers slinked away and sat down and kept their mouth shut, brother. You were one of those people that kept popping up and saying, this isn't right, this ought to be done, these are crimes, and there shouldn't be anybody above the law, Jim, and we love you for that, brother.
Well, thank you, Jack, and I never looked at it like I was being picked on. I thought it was part of my job to do this, and I knew that the further I went into this, the more difficult it would get. I was not
naive enough
to think that it was going to be an easy run. In fact, there was a point in my career where a number of officers who had been assigned to a special unit in the police department, and we were picked because of the honesty factor and that we could not be compromised.
Yeah.
And every one of us knew what was going to happen, but we felt we had to do our job.
That's right. It's not easy. Not easy.
It's
much
hard
easier
to be an honest cop.
It truly is, brother, and same with honest politician or honest you name it out there today, because the dregs of society seem to move up much rapidly into these power positions, Jim, than anybody that has high morals or a love of country and for true justice. Isn't that right, Jim?
That's very true, and that's why if people ever want to see something done about this, they will have to back police officers like that, prosecutors, judges, politicians, whoever is willing to take this on. They must be backed all the way. Otherwise, it's going to be really terrible in a couple of years.
Truly, Jim. Hey, brother, would you do this for us?
Sure.
Like I told you before, I just want you to take the microphone, so to speak, and tell us what the listeners need to know about this, keeping in mind that so many of our listeners are new and probably don't have any idea that these things are going on and at the extent that they are and actually up into the power positions of our government and so forth. So, Jim, I just want to have you just go tell us what you want us to know tonight. And, of course, we will have you back because it's too big to put our arms around it just tonight in an hour. So please just go ahead and take us where you believe we ought to be, Jim, would you?
Okay. Well, I'll start right at the very beginning.
Okay.
In February of 1965, I was appointed to the New York City Police Department.
Uh-huh.
After I finished my academy work and everything, I was assigned to the 16th Precinct, which is Times Square. It's no longer in existence. It's now the Manhattan North or Midtown North Precinct, but my beat was Times Square. And as soon as I got on, I saw a large amount of girls that were being brought into prostitution by an organized pimping operation. And I noticed a lot of these kids were from Minnesota. Since I had come from Minnesota, I took a special interest in it and started keeping records and files on all these people. And finally, the captain, who was a very good man, decided to start a squad, which had an appropriate name of a posse, and we started working on these girls. We'd arrest them, identify them, and then it went into what we called the pimp squad. When we got into that, we were able to identify these people and start keeping records on them because they were totally unknown and they traveled all over the United States then as they are now.
Oh.
This was females at the time.
Yeah.
And what else happened is these prostitutes got to know, again, all the guys were picked because of their honesty and moral background because the problem was that most of the police officers would work the hookers would end up bedding them down, and you couldn't have that.
That's right. Same in the Phoenix Police Department, yes. Uh-huh.
So finally we built up a trust with these prostitutes, and I was able to save a couple of their lives, and I developed one of the best intelligence bases that you could find because these girls were sleeping with the biggest people in the world and in the country and all over. So So I started developing a very good intelligence basis.
Uh-huh.
And eventually we convinced one of my partners, a police officer by the name of Tony Vitaliano, convinced the federal government, the IRS and FBI, to become involved in a joint investigation. I had set up contacts all over the United States at the police level, at the police officer level, because
uh-huh.
we knew we had to keep it under the radar so that we could function. Because if we went into the hierarchies of the police department, it would have been stopped. But we were able to develop a real good intelligence basis around the United States.
Yeah.
So we started this investigation, and we picked the 12 biggest pimps in the United States. And we were able to convict 11 of the 12 and put quite a kibosh on this prostitution ring. And there were thousands of kids being moved around.
Uh-huh.
And eventually, the governor of the state of New York appointed me to the New York State Select Committee on Crime, me and my partner, over the police commissioner and mayor's head, because they were going to do an investigation that these crimes, what the effects were on society from these crimes. And we brought kids in from all over the country, and we testified, and it was just dynamite. It showed what you could do. We broke this backbone of this thing, and it would have gone much further. But right in the middle of it, we were stopped. It had been televised in New York and everything, and they stopped it.
Yeah, Jim, let me ask you a question. Now, you were talking about female prostitutes, and then you started talking about kids.
Right.
I'm a little confused. Was it still the female prostitute, young girls, or are you talking about the kid, the child pedophilia now?
Okay, they were young females, and then right in the middle of this, we started getting into the male, the young boys.
Ah, okay.
And this opened up a whole other investigation, and that was even stickier than working the girls.
I'll bet you, yeah.
And we found out that at one point it was very well organized. We had one individual who traveled the United States for 20 years that I know of, and he would buy, sell, steal, kidnap children, trade them, whatever you can imagine. And every time I would put this man in jail, somebody would let him out. And having been involved in this deeply, it didn't take me long to figure out what was going on.
Yes.
And at one point, we, in fact, had an informant who had an apartment on East 64th Street in New York, and he happened to be in the hospital. While he was there, people in our intelligence community, one man in particular, had two 14-year-olds and a 15-year-old that they were using to compromise some people, and they killed these three boys.
Oh, boy.
Years later, when I was with the State Select Committee on Crime, served a subpoena on this individual, before we could get back to our office, which was about a 30-minute ride, it was squashed under national security.
National security, yes.
Yeah, so
this reminds me, Jim, of Captain Darrell Eberhardt, who may be even listening tonight from Pennsylvania, who was in the intelligence branch. He was in the military some years back, and he and his guys came across through gathering of communications. They came across a huge white slavery ring. And they wanted to follow that up because it was really pervasive across the world.
Uh-huh.
And the government came in and shut them down and told them, don't pursue it. Just get off that. Don't even touch it. And so,
you remember what years that was?
Maybe Darrell would call in and tell him. I don't, but he can tell you real quick. But he was quite surprised, and his intelligence buddies and him talked about it and figured, hey, it must be something being either run by or protected by some agency of our government.
Yes, we had uncovered that same thing involving a group of people that were doing that on an international basis. Now, it is even more prevalent since Russia fell.
Wow.
And all the countries surrounding it, it's become just unbelievable.
Unbelievable, yeah.
So,
hey, hold on, buddy. I hear the music out there. We're coming up on our first break. Folks, I tell you what, this is a sad thing to listen to, but we have to be aware if we're going to do anything about these things. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, and we're on with Detective Jim Rothstein, now retired from the New York Police Department. And Jim, just pick up where you left off, brother.
Well, and then when we got more into the young boys, after we found out about the intelligence connection, you might remember a deal where a man by the name of Olson was supposedly committed suicide jumping out of a hotel window in New York, and it turned out that he was part of an LSD experimentation and, in fact, was thrown out of the window. And just in the last couple of years, this investigation has disclosed that at the same time, our intelligence people had set up 3 houses of prostitution, which I now know I had at the time been told they were government operations. And you can see that there was more to it than just your routine prostitution rings running. They were used to compromise people, and how that would work if somebody didn't want to go along with your program, you partied with them, and the next thing you'd have them into one of these houses, and you were taped and compromised, and that'd be the end of you.
And photographed, probably.
a place. Yeah. Yes, yeah. And whatever else might happen to you.
Yeah.
So we know that there was more to it than just your ordinary prostitution operating at the time. So yeah. That's what I found out about that. I realized what I was up against, and so it wasn't hard to work from there. I also knew that from studying the past with other police officers who have worked this, that it would be tough sledding.
Yeah.
And that's how we really got into it.
Yeah, as we talked earlier, Jim, you know, I've been at this about 25 years. You've been at it almost twice as long as I have fighting these evil forces. But in the time that I've been involved, I've come to know many law enforcement people, top DEA agents, top FBI agents, and so forth, that ran into our government's involvement in bringing massive hundreds of tons of drugs into the United States since the early 60s. And these men have been treated very badly. Several of them have been to prison. They've lost their careers because they would not stop pursuing the evidence and the case against the U.S. government for bringing tons and tons of drugs into the country. And one right now, Richard Taus, top FBI agent out of New York. You may know Richard Taus.
Yes, I know who
he is.
Been
in there for 14 years now,
yes.
And we know him very well and have written several articles on him about in our Aid and Abet Police Military newsletter on constitutional issues. And he's a perfect example that was railroaded into prison because he just wouldn't let go when his top officials told him, let it go. And so, Jim, you had some problems too, did you not?
Yes, and there are many law enforcement people who have ended up in prison trying to fight this here.
Dead.
Huh? Yes, and we at one point, just to show you how far it has reached on a very important thing, it took down a president, Richard Nixon.
Yeah.
When they broke into the Democratic National Headquarters, there was a police officer in Washington that knew the day before at noon that this break-in was going to take place, and he knew that they wanted the pedophile books out of the Democratic National Headquarters. Everybody knew there was a prostitution ring, but they didn't know of the little boy ring that was operating out of there.
Yeah.
And those were the files they needed so they could compromise both Democrats and Republicans, and that's what the Watergate break-in was all about. And it came from our investigation that dovetailed off of this that we would have been able to crack probably the biggest operation in the world. And then the Manhattan District Attorney, Robert Morgenthau, refused to give us the wiretap.
Yeah.
And then you can see why, like, they came after me. There was at one point they tried to buy me. They offered me and my partner $1 million in cash, and we turned that down. I think if they'd have put $50 on top of it, we might have taken it, but at least we turned down $1 million.
Yeah, right.
At another point, Monsignor Dunn, the chaplain for the police department, came to me that if I would compromise Father Bruce Ritter, I would be promoted to first grade detective and never have to work again.
Uh-huh.
So this is how it went about. And then finally, when none of it worked, I was told that I would, if I applied for a disability pension that day, I would be retired, and the alternative was I'd get killed.
Yeah.
So I decided it was time to take my pension and get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
So that's how this thing went. And as you said, there are a lot of police officers that have ended up in jail that were framed for doing good jobs.
Yeah,
and
it reminds me of the old movie Serpico. Remember that?
Oh,
the old movie?
Very well.
Boy, I'll tell you.
I know it very well. I can tell you the whole story behind Serpico. It's not what you're going to read in the book.
Uh-huh.
It is what really happened. The guy really behind it was a guy at the time was a lieutenant, David Dirk.
Uh-huh.
Salt of the earth, one of the best police officers I ever saw. And he was really the guy behind Serpico, that was really his story.
I see. Very interesting. Yeah, I just love the movie because I've always loved guys that were in stories about people that were brave enough to stand up when all the elements were against them, you know. And And that was a movie that really clung to my heart and my mind for all these years that I was a cop, too.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hang on just a minute, brother. We're at the bottom of the hour. Folks, we'll be right back with Detective Jim Rothstein. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Republic Broadcasting Network toll-free at 1-800-724-2719.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Once again to the Officer Jack McLam program. We have Detective Jim Rothstein on, retired now from NYPD, and we're talking about a very touchy subject. But we have to talk about these things, folks, because they have a lot to do with how decisions are made in Washington, D.C., in the White House, and the Congress, and the Senate, and even probably the Supreme Court, because there are people who use children to get these people under control. And I told Jim earlier today, folks, that our police and military organization for several years were in contact with some fairly well-placed federal officers, agents, who told us that when a new congressman came to town that you people voted in who had a high moral character and maybe a spiritual character to them, and they were not going to get involved in any hanky-panky with prostitutes and all of that. Well, these government agents told us that these people would be invited to cocktail parties and to shake hands with people at these little parties they would have with powerful people in the government, and other governments would come to town. And when they couldn't be compromised, like Jim's talking about here, they would put something in their drink and knock them silly, not knock them out, but they would get sick and they would go into the restroom, and there they would be snatched, and they would come back and find themselves in the bathroom an hour later and come out, and they did not even know that they were hauled off to a room in the hotel or the building wherever this was, the party was being held, the cocktail party, and they had been put in a bed with little boys and photographed with naked children. And it's a week later that they get a suspicious envelope, and here they see themselves in a bed with naked children and themselves naked themselves in very compromising positions. And so this was told to us, Jim, but of course we never had a validation of that, only it came from several sources. And so we figured, well, you know, with how the government is shutting down your investigation, Jim, when you get too far up the ladder, and other investigations such that Richard Taus, who sits in prison today, FBI agent extraordinaire, for getting too close on the drug importation by government high government officials. We just assumed, Jim, that probably this might have some truth to it. And so just continue on, Jim. I didn't mean to take too much time there, because I definitely want you to have time to lay out for us what we need to know and an answer of what we can begin to do. And I think it's coming down to getting educated about this, Jim, and getting more and more people educated about the problem, isn't it, Jim?
Yes, it is, and that's why shows like yours are so important. And you brought up a couple of points. I'll go on them as we went through them. The thing of being forced to be with a kid and stuff like that, I had heard of it. I was never able to prove it, but in most cases, it didn't take the forcing to do it, because they would more than willingly go out partying and end up with these boys and stuff. But there was a group at one time in the late 60s, it started in the early 60s, into the 70s, and one of the victims was Admiral Forrestal. He was being extorted to the point by Red Mullins and a guy named Eddie Skull Murphy and some other people, that he ended up committing suicide. I'm sure you remember.
I do remember that, and I always wondered if he really committed suicide. You know what I'm saying, brother?
Yes,
or did somebody
yes.
suicide him? But what do you think about that?
It could have been either one. It's just like this Olson case, you know.
Uh-huh.
Even back then, we suspected that it was a murder, and now finally it's being investigated as a murder. I don't know if they've finished it yet or not.
Yeah.
But it was going on. Now, the other part is you bring up the narcotics end of it. Well, one of the prostitutes that I had busted a number of times, I always suspected she was somebody else. And one day she comes up to me and she says, Jim, that place you're watching at 321 East 48th Street is a government operation. It was a huge cocaine operation.
My goodness, yeah.
And she gave me that information, and years later, I got a call from an anonymous judge in the federal courts who told me to go to a certain room. There'd be a manila envelope. I went there, and lo and behold, here were all the documents to verify what this hooker had told me. And it, in fact, had been one of the big cocaine operations that was run. And we were able to identify everybody in that. And it all ended up, again, being covered under national security. Now, this dovetails right along with what Gary Webb was trying to expose, but he didn't have the right information or heavy enough to go through with it. And we actually had the documents.
Yeah.
So you can see how that works. And
right.
The extortion level, there were one guy I know, in fact, he was from Indiana. He had been on the defense committee, and he was compromised. I confronted him at a place called Uncle Charlie's in New York. And we knew he was compromised. There was another one that became the Secretary of Defense. He was compromised. And the list just goes on and on.
Yeah.
And then once you get into what John DeCamp followed with, by the way, John DeCamp was from Nebraska.
Oh, Nebraska, that's
right. Yeah, from
right.
Omaha.
Okay, Omaha,
and,
that's right. Okay.
Again, before John got that information, I had been given an intelligence report that outlined all the stuff that John DeCamp then went on with.
Yeah.
So it was a very, very well-organized pedophile ring that operated right into the White House.
Uh-huh.
And we have right now, as I mentioned earlier, that we have a man who for 3 years has been investigating where John DeCamp case ended, and we have put it together, and I just got off the phone with him before I got on the show with you, and he informed me that his agency had dropped him because of this report that he has ready to go. So we are right back, and this puts it into the modern time.
Uh-huh.
So it's not an old story. This is
not current. An old story. Yeah.
It has never changed. It has not stopped.
Yeah.
In fact, with the computers and stuff, I believe it has escalated tenfold.
Yes. Jim, thinking of John DeCamp here. Jim, we at our two police and military associations, after our 25 years of investigating all these things and reading and studying and researching, we use the term for the administrations, be they Democratic Socialist or Republican Socialist organizations that take over the White House and take over the Congress and everything, just putting them all in the same bucket. We call them, and their internationalist overlords, the international criminal cabal, and we say, and I'm asking you if you believe we're right, and we say that they make the mafia look like guys on the street pickpocketing people, you know.
Very
and
true.
And do you think we're being nasty to these people, or are we right? Are they the international criminals beyond anything we can even imagine? You
yes,
know that have control of these very powerful positions.
Yes, and you don't go far enough, because we were able to determine that no matter what we followed, the gun running, the drugs, the prostitution, the pedophilia, we always ended up with the same 40, 50 people around the world.
Uh-huh. And they shut you down, didn't they?
Yes, you have to go further. You were definitely on the right track, only you got to go further.
Further even, okay.
Yes, because you will end up with the same 40, 50 people.
I see. Interesting.
And if you look into the thing in the Catholic Church with the pedophilia that has just swamped the church,
right?
Back in the 70s, we had already advised the Vatican through Father Bruce Ritter with John Paul I that what was going on. And John Paul I, in fact, had ordered Father Bruce Ritter and given him a dispensation. And I was there the night it happened to clean this out of the church and the Vatican Bank. And the Pope was dead 10 days later.
10 days later.
And
yes,
we had an informant out of the Vatican at the time who was very heavy, very deep into it. He had been a victim of pedophilia in the Vatican. And he had clearly told us that the Pope had, in fact, been murdered.
Yes, so, well, we figured that. Figured that ourselves.
And it's not just the Catholic Church. There's many churches you follow it in.
Yeah.
Where it leads to, and a lot of this you have to start at the end of World War II to see how all of this came into power through the OSS, CIA,
sure.
Vatican connection, and,
yeah, and the secret
all that.
Societies, the
yes.
secret societies too.
Yes,
yeah,
very much
yeah.
so.
Yeah, well, I tell you, brother, it is so evil. It is just absolutely evil, and I know it rips your heart out and my heart out, because we've been cops on the streets. And we've seen children. We've carried children in our own arms into the emergency rooms that have been raped by some fiend out there and mangled and so horribly treated that it just, you and I have been there on the streets and seen this, and it just, thinking about this, brother, just rips my heart out, Jim. to think about these rings of kidnapped children that are used this way and spend their life servicing these evil men and perhaps even women at the highest levels of our governments today.
Very true. And I mean, some of the horror stories that I saw and physically witnessed, it haunts you at times to just think about things in the past.
It sure does.
And it,
sure
leads, it leads you into all kinds of stuff. And one of the things we were found out over the years and a conclusion we came to was that when you have fast, loose money and high power, you will always be using little children, male and female. For some reason, the decadence that it comes from is so bad that they end up with children.
Yes.
And when you hear what the ultimate thing is when they kill the kids in their final act, you know,
That's right.
That is when you get to the bottom of it. And the one I was telling you about, the three little boys, guess who shows up in the middle of that? None other than the great attorney during the McCarthy era. Gosh, I just slipped my mind. I just had it on the tip of my tongue. Oh, he was up from Connecticut. I'm sure the audience knows who I'm talking about. I'll think of it as we go along here.
Yeah, that's okay. You'll think of it.
And it led right up to the top, and I confronted this man. And one night in his apartment, he told me, he says, Jim, you know who I am. You know what I do. He says, my job was that if we needed somebody compromised, I'd compromise them. And if I needed them free, if they got caught, I took care of that, too. And so you can see the power that was behind it.
Yes.
I can't think of this guy's name from the McCarthy hearings.
Jim, do you think, sadly, have a laugh when you see these hearings going on for this, these various judges that have been put up for the Supreme Court? Do you get the same chuckle when you hear these Republicans and Democrats defending a person that these absolute criminals, presidential criminals in their cabinets, put up for the Supreme Court and say that they're honorable people and they'll be righteous and they will protect the American people and the Constitution? Do you get the same feeling of you want to go in the bathroom and throw up your dinner when you hear all of that?
Yes, and the only thing I always hope is that if they're in there, eventually they might get to their senses and become decent people, but the odds of it happening are very rare.
Yes, I know that there's no criminal that if they had a choice to pick somebody to be their lawyer in their criminal gang, they wouldn't pick Mother Teresa, you know, as these people are shown to be a male Mother Teresa. You know, this Judge Alito, they act like, oh, he's going to save the nation if he gets in there. Well, I keep reminding our listeners out there that when you have a criminal cabal so evil as to stop investigations into the type of things that Detective Jim Rothstein was working on, folks, choosing our judges, you better stand back and get a grip, because these are not saints that they're proposing to become our Supreme Court gods as they're treated today. Right, Jim?
Very true. Again, though, if the people in this country, and it wouldn't even take a large percentage of them, would stand up and demand that their congressmen and senators do their job, you'd be amazed what you could accomplish. For instance, if there was sitting grand juries around this country that were properly run, to break this up would not be hard to do.
It would not be. That's
true. No, we proved that back in the 70s when we did that joint investigation. We had infiltrated them so well that unless it was a domestic kidnapping, we could find kids within 72 hours dead or alive. That's how well...
Wow.
What we had set up.
Yeah, that's incredible. But it's always been that way, Jim. If the people will stand up and speak out and take an active role instead of... So many people tell me, well, Jack, I'm just praying about it. Well, Doggone it, God put us here to be his foot soldiers. We're supposed to be the Jim Rothsteins of the world, you know, and stand up and do it and say your prayers as you're doing it, right, Jim? But we need a percentage of the people to stand up and get active with us. And we can stop all of this, don't you think, Jim?
Sure, I know we can. I did it. I mean, we broke up a gang that was so unbelievable. And if at the time we hadn't have been stopped, I'll bet you you're never going to stop. You can't control morality and social behavior.
But they don't have to be the ones in charge of our country. We can
bring them
down.
There you go.
You know, and let them go do their dirty little deeds. And then when they're busted, they actually go to jail.
That's right.
You know, and be prosecuted instead of getting off or somebody closes the investigation.
You know that there has never been an investigation in this United States when it comes to the little boys, the pedophilia, and that went to the very end of an investigation. They will only go so far, and it stops.
Yes. Well, that certainly tells us something, doesn't it, Jim?
Yes, and if there's anybody in your audience that can tell me differently, I'd love to hear about it.
Okay. Well, I don't think there's going to be any standing up. But I'll tell you, folks, we'll be back in a minute, and there's a situation going on that Jim's going to tell us about that we can try to get involved with, folks, to try to expose all of this. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Okay, folks, we're coming in hot. We've only got about 4 minutes left here, Jim. And I almost forgot, I wanted you to tell the people about this project you have to expose a lot of this. because we're talking about to this old retired cop living on a policeman's pension. It's a lot of money, Jim, but it's not to all of our listeners out there. Some of our listeners may just be able to help in some small way. So please tell them about this expose that can happen if you can raise the amount of funds that you need.
Yes, I will. That, by the way, that lawyer's name was Roy Cohen.
Roy Cohen. Oh, yes, yes. Yeah.
Anyhow, yes, we have a man that's been working for 3 years to take up where John DeCamp left off.
Okay.
The project is completed. And I just got off the phone with him before I came on the show here.
Uh-huh.
And he had the article, somebody was looking at it, and they turned it down. And he's basically, his agent dropped him because of the content. And the reason we need the money is because that's what's stuck into it right now. And if we could come up with in the vicinity of $50,000, which when you think about it is very little money, the money that's been put into this project is far more than that.
Yeah.
And everything has been verified over and over. It'll expose Senator. It'll expose different things that went on in the White House, attorney generals. And it just goes right on from where John, and he worked with John DeCamp and others on this. I've been helping him, and it's something we got to come up with the money so this guy, because they're never going to print it. You know that, Jack.
That's right. That's right. The control media is never going to touch it, brother, but we have other means of getting that out if we just had some funds. Is that right?
That's right. And it's like I say, in a whole big population, $50,000, we spent that on just some people to follow this down on, you know?
Yes, that's
very true.
There
were a lot of dead ends, and to verify this stuff in this subculture is very hard to do.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of money to do it. And when you really think about it, for $50,000, the work that was done, there was a lot more. I think in total there's about $100,000 stuck into this thing.
Okay.
But 50 is what it needs to get out that we can keep this guy going, you know?
Well, I just listen, tell my audience out there, so many of them are just like me, Jim, and possibly you too, living on a pension or so, but
yep.
But there are those listening, and there are those that know people that have money and would might want to talk about this project anyway with you and get more details.
It. Yeah, sure.
Get more details or actually do the publishing.
I'll have this guy, we'll talk to him on a minute's notice.
Okay, now how do we set that up?
I prefer it comes through you since it's your show.
Okay.
That got it out, and I always want the people who get it going to get full credit for it. Not that it's something to brag about.
Yeah,
or
I don't
anything,
need
but
credit, but
no,
we need
but
to get the information out there.
What's right is right.
Okay.
And they call you, you know how to get a hold of me. And I'll talk to anybody.
Okay, brother. Well, that
sounds
good because I just love what John DeCamp did, and I honor that guy because the wonder he's not pushing up Lily someplace with what he exposed in Franklin cover-up. And
well,
if you and this friend of yours have more to add to that, we definitely need to get it out, brother.
Yeah. Well, Bill Colby took a canoe ride that.
That's right.
And he was good friends with John DeCamp, so you know.
And he's dead. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, brother, listen, I hear the music, the program's over, but I'm just so honored to have you, Jim, and I hope some of our listeners will try to make contacts with people that may have some funds. They don't have to have all the 50, but if they have some here and there, brother, maybe we can make it up somehow, or maybe there's some publishers out there listening.
There you go, Jack. That's
okay,
what we
Jim.
Need.
God bless you, brother. Thank you.
Thank you.
Be careful out there, brother. Ask the audience to pray for you and your family, okay?
I appreciate that.
Okay,
you
take care. God bless. Well, that's it tonight, folks. Thank you for being here, and I hope you understand that this is things we need to talk about. God bless you, and don't forget this old cop loves you. Good night.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.